This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, to turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. We got him on his feet with handshake
guidance for farmers, the farm community, and the people that enjoy the production that comes from our farmers. The American Family Farmer is a production of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, here to go through an exercise that I enjoy, even though it bothers me sometimes. I'm frustrated by what goes on with big business and big government and how it gets in the way of people who are really good at what they do. In this case, the family farmers, it gets in the way of us being able to do what we need to do and what we want to do and what we're charged with doing. When I say we, I'm a dairy farmer, been around cows all my life. I introduce the program most weeks with the story that gives me, I guess, some credibility here in this area where there are so many different problems. The farm crisis, as it's called. I guess my question before we meet Chris Holman, who has done some great work on a farm called Nami Moon Farm, I want to know if any or all of you can imagine your town, your community, without having any farms in it, no farmers, no local food. Maybe it's more the latter. No local food. But that's, in my estimation, where we're going. The government is a mess. The Food Safety Enhancement Act is a horrible disaster. The incursion of the EPA on the family farms. And, you know, you'd think with all the focus that Trump has on eliminating the kinds of oversight and overview that are is not necessary, there'd be a quick recognition of what's going on the farm so that these things could be addressed and taken care of. And I don't see that. I think about young farmers that I meet, eager farmers, prepared farmers. They want to start their own operation. Beginning life as a farmer is, and a lot of people come into it and don't have farm backgrounds. And thus is the case, I think, with Chris Holman, who is here, comes from Oceanside, California. His family moved to the middle of a Navajo Indian reservation, and the story begins there. So let's bring Chris on. Chris, welcome to the American Family Farmer.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Why did you want to farm?
Initially, I wanted to farm because we had, Maria and I had a keen interest in food, where it came from, things like that. We both enjoyed cooking. It was kind of a superficial interest in many ways, but we began contemplating like what I would be able to do kind of in addition to this PhD program I thought about pursuing at the time. But long story short, we started a small kind of hobby farm production, and that grew into more of a production, you know, on a smaller scale for us because we had some big interest in Madison and for our poultry. So we had a fork in the road where we had to choose which path to take, and so we decided to take what we had and jump in with both feet and see where the farming life took us.
Well, let's go back a little bit so that people get an idea of from whence you come. You were in the Army. You were an Arabic linguist, translator. You taught Arabic at the University of Oregon, and then you went to the University of Wisconsin, and then you worked on a farm there, and you were referencing Maria, who's your wife. This is only in the last, what, 5, 6, 7 years? How long have you been? You were teaching in Madison at Madison College, and you, decided because you did like I did. My farming, broadcasting is my vocation and farming is my avocation. And I couldn't, in the area where I live in Massachusetts, I could never farm the way that I do and make any money. It just is not possible. And I wondered what you found when you thought about this as an avocation. You didn't wanna or have to make money. It's always good not to lose money, but I'm guessing you didn't have to make any money, and it was more of a passion, as it is with so many people like me. So what then, what did you study? What did you look at that allowed you to leave or encouraged you to stop doing what you were doing professionally as an educator and become a farmer. When did you know in your gut that you could make it?
Oh, sure. I suppose I really knew, because Marie and I were both working off farm jobs for the first few years, but I'd say right around our fifth year of farming maybe our fourth year, we got to the point where we knew enough of what we were doing, we knew enough of the accounting side of things and whatnot that the farm could pay everything for itself. And so we reached that break-even point pretty quickly, and then from there we were able to grow the farm to a point where, assuming I didn't reinvest into the farm, which is just part of growing the business,
yep.
The salary I'd be able to take would be roughly the same as commensurate with what I'd be earning as an adjunct professor, let's say. So knowing that, it was easy to kind of make the choice to say, okay, I'll take the full-time farming job. I have the VA healthcare benefits, which really helps me a great deal. Mm-hmm. Maria loves her job, so she still works on a farm part-time, but her job is still full-time off the farm. But for us, our own kind of negotiations with ourselves, we knew we could make the farm work, the farm could grow from where we're at, and then now we, in our eighth season, we've kind of grown to a point where we start seeing, like, what is our potential with just me as a full-time, her as part-time? What would be the next step if we were to increase in scale and things like that? And so, or do we take a step back and kind of refine what we're doing to shift profit margins around, things like that? So, really, I'd say the break-even point was our first victory because, especially as beginners, it was easy to spend money we didn't need to spend, reinvent wheels we didn't need to reinvent, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But you learn by mistakes sometimes. Right, yeah, totally.
I want to pause for a minute, and then I want to focus in. I get email from people, and I encourage people to send me along thoughts about what I ought to do in terms of content in this program. Doug@DougStephan.com, Doug@DougStephan.com. And I have been focusing a lot, Chris, on produce, and then because I'm a dairy guy, I've been focusing on dairy, but I haven't really focused on poultry at all. Thus, this will be a good excursion into what your life is like, because you basically become a chick guy.
I had to say that.
I knew it would be worth something. All right, hold on a second. Chris Holman is here from Nami Moon Farm. If you go to the website, NAMIMOON Farms, all one word, namimoonfarms.com, you'll get the background into what this fellow and his wife are doing, how the production works, and the theory behind what he dubs, I don't know if he's, this is the first time I've heard the expression, full throttle agriculture. But we'll talk about full throttle agriculture, how it applies to what he's doing, how it applies to dairy, and so forth. So we continue 15 past the hour. Reminder now, for those of you who are farmers that are looking for help, there's no better place, if you're hiring, to find the talent you need. And, we have all of this discussion, all of the publications, whether they be trade ag publications or whether the general consumer media, there is this question about the farm help this year, and is the new immigration policy going to make it difficult to have people to work on the farm? So if you want to find local homegrown people to work on your farm, I suggest you use ZipRecruiter. On ZipRecruiter, you post what it is that you need in terms of a job, and then within 24 hours, you're going to have, with all the resources ZipRecruiter has, you're going to have returns. They're going to help you figure out who the best candidate is, and I'm going to bet in a day or less, you'll have the right person for the job on the farm. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. It's free the first time around if you use that code. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Get a candidate that you really need, want. There's no juggling of emails with this, no calls to your office. You'll screen, you'll rate, you'll manage the candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. So easy, easy, and the right person will fill the job needs that you have. So start, as I say, If you're a listener to this program, you can go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, and you'll have the use of this facility. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to find your next person for the important job you have on your farm.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the National Painting Week sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 29th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Go!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
All right. The focus here is on Chris Holman and his farm, Namie Moon Farms. So the concept of full throttle agriculture, let's get that out there so that it becomes more of a part of our conversation, Chris.
Sure. Yeah, I would say full throttle agriculture. I heard the coin termed years ago from a friend of mine, and it seemed to make sense in the way when you look at production in American agriculture right now, it's getting increasingly bigger, faster. There's more and more, and some of that's just record yield, but a lot of that is supply and demand, which don't do as good a job of governing things as they used to, I suppose. So what you end up with is a lot of surpluses on the market, and the farmers are trying to grab with this, and the answer that gets pushed at every level seems to be do more, get bigger, and yeah. You know, step on the gas. And when the prices are low, stepping on the gas produces more so that you can try to pay off your bills because what you're producing is worth less. And then when it's worth more, you're stepping on the gas again to try to capture more of that value while the price is high. But then inevitably, that sinks the price because you create a glut. And so it's kind of this vicious cycle where farmers are trying to capture this elusive goal of, you know, making a living or for themselves or their family, or maybe they've got children who want to join in on the farm. And well, in order to do that, yeah.
That's the dairy situation. And I'm guessing that you've seen this, the dairy situation. We're wrecking our dairy farm system, wrecking it. It's
yes,
abusive. No, it's ridiculous what's going on in the dairy business, and that's part of the overview. But because you're a poultry guy, I want to talk about that too and your experiences there and how it works. Because I don't think a lot of people actually know how the poultry. I mean, we know that we're told chicken's better for us than meat. I don't know that that's true, especially the way it's produced now. But I want to get your overview of how your farm works. What's it like for the life of a chicken from beginning to end, and how that works in terms of you and how you've been able to create something there on Namie Moon Farms. 21 after the hour, this is this week's edition of The American Family Farmer.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Chained at the hour, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Chris Holman this week, focusing on what the concept of full-throttle agriculture is, how it works or maybe doesn't work, and the way we're talking about dairy. I'm the dairyman. Chris is a poultry guy. I will share with you, Chris, the headline in one of the New England trades, Milk Glut Thins Herd of Connecticut Dairy Farmers. I know in Massachusetts, when I was milking a couple of hundred cows, I was selling raw milk on my farm, cheeses, ice cream, that sort of thing. And I had a Jersey herd, been around brown cows all my life, so that's what I like. And I just had to stop because it was hard to get help. The government and its foolish pursuits of understanding what they don't understand have just rained hell on at least around here. And so you see this, though, the prices are ridiculous for what it is that's being done. And the producers know that, and the government knows that. It's just it's a consolidation play. So let's translate that now to your business as a poultry guy. You sure. And your wife do this by yourself. So you have no other help on your poultry farm than you. You do everything yourself?
That's correct, yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess in some ways that would be like a big distinguishing factor between my farm and, say, production poultry on a larger scale. So, like, I'm the farm manager. I make the choices on every single thing there is. So, yes, I'm assuming the risk. Yes, I'm doing the work. But at the end of the day, everything falls under my umbrella. Whereas in contracting in production poultry, say you're raising a $250,000 in a warehouse somewhere, chances are you've got a contract with a company that means you assume all the risk, you're doing all the work, but that's where it stops. And then depending on sort of arbitrary guidelines within the company, and granted these farmers have signed on to these contracts, but
yep.
the resulting price is whatever it is that they're going to pay you is what you get, and that's going to really have a big, you know, influence on whether or not you can survive in that situation. And so
what's the difference between what they're doing and what you're doing? How does your deal, how does your farm work?
Sure. So on our farm, a broiler chicken would take about 12 weeks to raise from chick to the final product, whereas We spend about 5 weeks indoors, and then they go out onto pasture where they've got open-range systems so the chickens can go where they like. I've got guardian dogs out there to keep predators at bay. Mm-hmm. And then I rotate those birds around the pasture so that they don't get to that same spot for a year and a half or so. So in addition to eating the grain that they're getting fed in order to grow, they're also eating a pasture mix and whatever else they can find out there. So they're getting a much more outdoorsy life. It's some people would say that's not a good thing because they're exposed to weather and whatnot, but by and large, the chickens know when it's raining and they're going to go underneath the shelter I provide for them. Whereas a lot of production poultry is happening inside warehouses, the birds that they're raising are Cornish crosses, which there's nothing wrong with that breed per se, but it was designed to grow large chicken breasts very quickly, so those birds can come to market in 6 weeks versus ours would be about 11, 12. But also those birds provide mostly chicken breast to the market. You know, everything else on that bird is pretty small, whereas everything on our bird is pretty uniform in size because it's all aged.
But they take that other stuff, will go to Campbell's for chicken noodle soup or, you know, something like that. They'd go into a processing plant, go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, you know, all of that, that stuff. And that's not what you do. I do want to break down. You have, if I'm getting the numbers right, sort of four times a year that you can crop out at the rate. And how many birds can you grow in your facility or at your facility? How does it shake out monetarily? I'd sort of like to get an idea so people who are locavores that are buying your product know what it takes, but also others who may be in this business get an opportunity to think about it in a different way, because they, all the places I've seen, like down in Pennsylvania, huge, as you just described, huge warehouses, and they just bring them in and bring them out. 28 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Farmer, an American family farmer, requires a balancing act. And it can be that you, some of you have jobs off the farm, and then there are people married like Chris Holman and his wife. He works full-time on the farm. His wife works off the farm. It's just the two of them. So we're wrapped up in a conversation about chicken production, or maybe we're being simplistic here. Chris, by the way, his website, NamiMoonFarms.com, is a wealth, a treasure trove of information about what he's doing, what his experience is, and the focus on full-throttle agriculture, that is, putting your all into it. The more you do, the more you make. In the case of dairying, the more you do, the more you lose. And that's why we're losing dairy farms. I hope that's not going to be the plight of the poultry farmer. So you've outlined what you're doing and how you raise your chickens in a way that is, in terms of locavore interest, this is the way people want to have their chickens raised. They're going to eat chickens. What's the difference between a chicken? This, I know you're going to laugh about this, but I get this question from people who come to visit my farm. I have tours. We're just starting up again. If you want to go to my website, whether my guy told you, Chris, it's eastleyfarm.com. And we're just sort of now getting it reworked after I actually closed it down a couple of years ago. But I'm just thinking about some of the questions that I get from time to time. People can come and take a tour of the farm. And I don't have any poultry at all. It's just a dairy. It's a cow. I raise heifers now, replacement heifers. And
sure.
So they always ask me, what's the difference between a chicken and a hen? What's the difference between a chicken and a hen? That thing is a pretty good question, actually, isn't it?
I suppose. I guess a chicken to me is just more of the kind of broad label of that species of animal, whereas the hen would be more of a chicken who's a female chicken who's probably laying eggs somewhere for you.
Yeah. But, right. That's what I tell them. A hen.
Yeah.
A chicken and a hen, there's a difference. Hens lay eggs and need a rooster around. I used to have a rooster in my yard, actually. We had a couple of hens around, but you know, nothing professional. But chickens are raised for the meat, in essence.
Sure.
And so how many can you raise at a time? Describe how much land you have and what the barns are like and that sort of thing, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure. So we're on 40 acres. About 20 of that is pasture and tillable. We max out our production per round at about 1,500 birds. So if we can do three or four of those per year, we're approximating 6,000 broilers per year. Now, we put them inside the barn as kind of a maybe 80-foot long by 30-foot wide concrete floor, just because it's got more weather control and things like that for when they're young. So that we keep them in there until they have enough feathers to go outside and withstand whatever nature throws at them. And so after that, we put them out onto pasture. I make a paddock about, 1.5 to 2 acres in size. And we put the chickens in the middle of this, and then we kind of pull the grain through the pasture so that as the birds go out to feed on the grain, they see the pasture around them and they exploit that as well. So by the time they reach maturity and market weight, they've exploited the full pasture area I've given them, and then we round them up and take them in, and then I rotate that area to the next spot.
Finish that description.
Oh, no. And so basically that would happen four times during a season if we're cranking on all cylinders there.
All right. So do you sell wholesale or retail? Does your product get sold on your farm? Do you have a store? I'm looking at some of the you can get answers to all these questions, by the way, folks, by going to the website, namimoonfarms.com. But I want everybody to hear you describe what it is that goes on. How do you produce what you produce and for what market?
Sure. We do sell off the farm, but that's not as much. I'd say about 60% of our products are wholesale. We have a couple grocery stores, some health food stores, and restaurants down in Madison, Wisconsin. The rest we direct market at a farmer's market in Appleton. And then this year we're also in the Dane County Farmer's Market on a Capitol Square. And so we kind of cast a wide net in terms of where we do our sales, but the biggest chunk is wholesaling, and then after that you've got the farmers markets and other direct marketing, and that seems to be kind of a natural progression for farms as they, you know, get a little older and try to, you know, move things around and increase some of what they grow.
How have you priced your product so that you know you can make money? Is there an industry standard? Is everybody charged the same? Or do you just say, this is what I want, and if you don't want to buy from me, that's fine. I can find somebody else that'll buy from me.
That's an excellent question, because price is something that is really difficult for some people to navigate, especially in the commodity world. But for us, what we do is we know what our cost of production is, and then we tack on what we believe is a fair profit margin, which is, depending on the product, could be anywhere from 10% to 15%, maybe 20% on some of them, some of the more specialty stuff. So it all balances out so that the farm as a whole is netting about 20% or more on approximately $110,000 and $115,000 per year in gross sales. And so knowing that accounting and knowing those numbers is what drives our price point. And then it's our job then to market our stuff so that we can sell our products at a price that allows us to continue to do business.
Well,
and plenty of people don't do that
and they're gone. Well, one of the things that I find very useful, and this is why, again, we're a source and solutions-oriented program. My whole philosophy about doing this is to take ideas from people who are successful and spread them around. And so on the website, social media is important, explaining the products. But what I find in here is that you have tips on how to use the birds, like how to cook them. And I wonder, do you get those as an aggregate, or do you come up with these yourself, you and your wife? Where's that information come from?
I get some of them online. I also love to cook and do it quite a bit, and so I'll share things that I'm doing with our products on Instagram, Facebook, on the website, and things like that. And really, it's just trying to kind of give consumers access to things that they're not necessarily thinking about, since we kind of lost a generation or two there from off the farm. So what was once intuitive is now pretty difficult to contemplate, even though essentially it's a pretty simple process. So
do you
Do
you process the poultry yourself on the farm?
No. Once you're past 1,000 birds in Wisconsin of any type, the state makes you get taken to a licensed processor. So
why?
Every single one of our birds is inspected.
Yeah, but why can't they have an inspector come to your place? Why do you have to haul them something? Again, common sense things that anybody with any brains asks. Okay, so why do we have to do? What's the magic about 1,000? So if I grow 999, I don't have to do this. But if I grow 1,001, I have to do it. It's like, hello.
That's correct.
But yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right, and it seems like a pretty arbitrary number because other states are totally different. So, like in Kansas, it's 20,000, and I couldn't tell you what goes into the math behind it in terms of why certain states pick certain numbers, but it seems to be kind of reflected in this greater narrative about food safety and whatnot. But if you really look at what production poultry is doing, you've got chickens going through a plant at rates where people are expected to inspect 200 a minute, whereas our birds are every single one you hold there and you can see the thing and
it's nonsense.
The thing and,
you know, it's like the TSA. It's travel theater. What this is the theater, the government theater, the whole food safety protection thing is nonsense, and the mandates that come from it. Most anybody like you or me who has got any common sense, why would you produce a product? And this is why, I don't like to use the term war because it's too aggressive, but the business about surviving on a family farm, doing what you do, what I do, that requires common sense in order for us to survive. The big producers don't have to do that because the strength is in their numbers. So they milk 5,000 cows. Or as you said, there are some places that raise 250,000 chickens at one time and produce them and give them to, they sold to Purdue or Tyson or wherever the hell they go. And, you know, nobody, who's going to inspect 200 chickens a minute? What are you, nuts?
Yeah.
Right?
No, it is pretty. Yeah, no, you're right. It is very absurd.
Yeah.
Obviously, no one's going to say that food safety isn't an important issue.
No, of course
what
not.
What you're getting at, though, and I think you're right, is that regulatory frameworks that come down the pipeline are increasingly more difficult for smaller and medium-sized family farms to navigate, and so it's excluding people just by the way that they're forcing you to go through that.
And it's on purpose because the people who write the regulations come from the industry themselves, so they make it difficult for you to run a dairy farm if you only have 200 cows or to raise chickens. So you've got your business. I'm very appreciative. I'm happy we came across each other because I see so much information on this website that helps people. There's a pricing thing that those of you who are raising poultry ought to see. It's namimoonfarms.com. We'll spend a few more minutes with Chris Holman as time allows here, 44 past the hour. Here's an invitation for those of you who may be setting up shop. Did you move? Did you go to a bigger farm? Are you living differently? Do you have two homes? And, even if you only have one home, you have the time, especially if you work hard like farmers do, you need your rest time to count for something. And having a bed that's comfortable, having surroundings in the bedroom that's comfortable, and having sheets on your bed and things in your bathroom that make you comfortable. Where am I going with this? I'm going to send you to ParachuteHome.com. ParachuteHome.com is an online facility that allows you to buy the best in sheets and pillowcases, linens, things for the bathroom, things for your dining room, things for your home. The catalog is wonderful. What they have, what people say, the word of mouth on Parachute is just amazing. We all, everybody associated with me, has gotten sheets from Parachute, and it's certainly not a gimmick. Even though it makes it easy, you have to go online. That's it, ParachuteHome.com/DJV. Look at what they have. I'm betting you'll be like me. Start off with some bedding. You get the sheet sets. You get the pillowcase, all that stuff. These sheets are crafted in Europe, and they come from Egyptian cotton. It is like nothing you've ever been around. So you want a comfortable night's rest, go to ParachuteHome.com/TJB, shipped directly to you by people who care about you and your family. ParachuteHome.com/TJB to get free shipping.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieved this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the National Painting Week sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 29th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The American Family Farmer. We're focused on food policy most every week on this program. This week we've spent a lot of time talking about raising chickens and poultry. There's a letter that I found from a ninth generation North Carolina chicken farmer that I want to read to you as time allows. Dear Mr. President, I'm a ninth generation farmer in Snow Hill, North Carolina. For 18 years, my family and I worked under a contract to raise chickens on land that's been in my family for three centuries. Purdue Farms canceled our contract in 2003, and the contracts of a lot of other farmers in our region moving to another area to cut costs on slaughterhouse operations. In doing so, they inflicted huge financial losses and buried us in debt. Mr. President, farmers need your help. Last month, big chicken companies succeeded in lobbying the USDA to delay implementing some of the farmer fair practice rules. And in investigating how this has worked, the current system, the influences, the exploitation, if you will, here's what I found. 10 members of Congress sent a letter to the Secretary of Agriculture to cancel the rules altogether. I looked at the Federal Election Commission, lobbyists from the National Chicken Council, Tyson Foods, Purdue, and other industry interests donated $90,000 to this group of lawmakers, including Congressman David Scott, who got $27,000. Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia got $23,000. Mr. President, you said you wanted to drain the swamp. Please, the swamp you promised to drain on the campaign trail is right here. Please work with your new Secretary of Agriculture to implement the Farmer Fair Practice Rule and keep these people from the huge chicken companies away from our legislators. Signed, Janelle Prigzin. I think she needs to be congratulated. What do you think? Okay. A friendly sort of reminder here when it comes to the ideas that we put forth. It's all meant in where I am as the producer of this program, someone who's interested in finding the best that we can be in promoting that. I think Chris Holman is a great example of that. And so we've talked about his company, his philosophy of full throttle agriculture and how it gets in the way of us doing our best. I think sometimes, you know, you can look at problems that people are having with poultry that's not properly raised, and there are lots of bugs in them, and if you don't cook them enough, people get sick. I'm sure you come across that from time to time. People ask you questions about that, Chris, right?
Oh, sure. Consumers are definitely hungry for a lot of information about the food they eat, and, you know, I think that's where, you know, small farms, family farms, and less than industrial production in general is more equipped to provide the answers. You don't really get transparency out of industrial producers for a litany of reasons, I'm sure. But yeah.
So in terms of the web again, namymoonfarms.com, do you run, is this you, your wife, who puts the information? You got a pricing of all the things that are part of the turkeys and the chickens and the ducks and stuff that you're selling and producing. Who comes up with that?
I run the website primarily. I do the content there. I put up a lot of content on our Facebook page, Instagram. You know, I really believe that you know, maintaining that relationship with our friends and our customers online, and even people who don't know who we are yet, having that body of information there for them to access. And it's not all about us, too. It's about the food economy, et cetera. It's a really important part of what we do.
Well, it's very important stuff that you are doing. I hope there are a lot of people inspired to do what you're doing, because you can do it. 40, 50 acres of land, the right circumstances, not too much debt, and dedication, plus the satisfaction. I mean, there's really a lot of satisfaction, frankly, to this that we get, and it's really hard to describe that to people who don't understand what living on the farm is all about. Chris, continued success to you. Thank you very much for being here. Chris Holman, again, check out that website, namimoonfarms.com, 10 before the hour.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
The American Family Farmer on the air at 53 and change past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. The focus on the president who said he would seek to keep his immigration enforcement policies from harming the farmers of our country and the large immigrant workforce that are on most farms, no matter what size they are. A lot of people have been meeting with him. I'm going to give you my thoughts on this and what else needs to be done to confront the situation that's getting worse every day on our American family farms right after these words.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of Opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for love in your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. If you've got kids, you've got stains. The best way to stop them from sticking around is to treat them quickly. For most stains, soak the fabric in cold water, then pre-treat before laundering. For stains from grass, ice cream, or other dairy, pre-soak using a product containing enzymes. And if mud is leaving a mark, pre-treat those with a paste of powdered laundry detergent. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the National Painting Week Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 29th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, 55 past the hour. A few moments of thought here in my commentary. There was a roundtable discussion on farm labor held at the White House last month, and the president said he didn't want to create problems for farmers. And, in fact, his staff was looking into improving a program that brings in temporary agricultural workers on legal visas. There are a lot of people there from the National Farmers Union, the American Farm Bureau Federation, and the conversation was pretty broad about agriculture, farmers, the things that are a problem on the farm, problems because of this new Food Safety Enhancement Act. I don't know how much President Trump's familiar with that sort of thing, but there are all sorts of things that are being slammed at the farmer. And unfortunately, they didn't discuss one of the main problems. It was pretty much a conversation about workers and not about conditions. But the government is making it very difficult, and I keep harping on this because it's something that is of major concern to me and others who are thinking this through. And notwithstanding fellows like we had on the program, Chris Holman and his experience on the farm with the poultry, and those of us like me who've milked cows and can't do it really anymore because it's such a gaping hole, the difference between what you get paid for producing the milk and what it costs you to do it. You know, people say, well, you know, that's business, that's America, that's a free enterprise. Yep, that's all of that's true. But it isn't free enterprise when the people who represent your foes are in positions of power to pass legislation or to put rules in place that damage or make impossible your survival. So there's nothing about this in terms of what is reality here in the so-called farm crisis. There's a campaign to raise awareness for the farm situation. It's if you go to the NFU, the National Farmers Union, you can look for there's a page, Farm Crisis Center, which helps farmers find information and services that they need to get through these difficult times. And it really is. For dairy, for almost, I talked to my friend, the fellow who is the other farmer in Framingham where I live. He's got a produce farm, and he says, you know, I can't make it anymore just selling lettuce and corn and tomatoes. I have to create things where there's entertainment. And I'm doing the same thing on my farm now. We're going to have an ice cream truck and a food truck, tours of the farm. We've got a craft store opening up on the farm because this is the way that this is what, especially in New England, a way to pay the bills because all the taxes are so expensive. It's craziness what's going on. And the more we know about this and the more we become active, and being active means that, yeah, you join one of these groups like the National Farmers Union, but you also make sure that you're in touch with the representatives, whether they be state reps or whether they're congressmen and women. They need to know where you are. Need to call them and leave a message. Don't send them letters. Call them. That would be my advice on your situation. It's 59 past the hour.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.